is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
Yeah, it's Friday, and man, it looks like it's going to be a hot weekend. Of course, that could mean a few storms across the region, I suppose, but could touch the 90s in some places. You know, it's been a pretty good start to the summer. Over the last 5 years, we had a couple of summers where it only got to be 90 once during the entire year. I think there was one summer here a couple of years ago. We didn't have 90 degrees one time during the summer. This year, we're going to hit it. Already scored it once, going to score it again. On the way into the studio, Steve Doolin, an attorney. A professor, and a guy who can field my nonsense on Fridays, which I greatly appreciate. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Gruber. I was glad to be here.
Well, you know, glad to have you here because we need somebody to entertain me on a Friday, and you are the perfect guy. So here I am looking through the IG's report and finding all of these FBI employees that broke the rules time and again by meeting with reporters, having drinks with reporters, doing whatever else with reporters, we're not quite sure, sharing all sorts of information. And now I understand how, this is the BuzzFeed buzzkill. BuzzFeed, of course, just got busted because the guy that was in charge of security for the Intel committee was sleeping with a reporter from BuzzFeed. By the way, she was a finalist for a Pulitzer Prize on that piece, and she just magically kept getting information about what was going on inside the committee. Now we know why. And at the FBI, sleeping together, getting drinks and this and that, all sorts of FBI agents sharing with the media all the time. So CNN, MSNBC, all these folks. Now we know where the source is, Doolin, and it's pretty ugly.
Well, this comes back to a theme I raised here on your show, about a year ago. The problem with modern society is everybody wants to be a rock star. Nobody wants to just do their damn job.
Right. Well, I want to be a rock star, but that's doing my damn job.
Fair enough. But well, the FBI agents are supposed to be FBI agents, but they all want to somehow be something more and more famous and more important. And, just keeping, as Sister Janine used to say to me back in second grade, keep your nose to the grindstone. Basically, do your damn job. You know, she wouldn't say it that way. And that ethic is just gone from America at this point. Everybody wants their 15 minutes or more.
When Sister Janine said, do your damn job, did she rack you over the knuckles too, just like you deserved?
No, but it was always an implied threat.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so here's the point, though. If FBI agents, special agents, agents in charge, and secretaries, and directors, and assistant directors, and all the people listed in the IG report as having gotten gifts, some 20, 30, 40 times at different events, getting all of this free stuff. I mean, is there a crime there? If you're sharing information with CNN, or the New York Times, or BuzzFeed, or whoever it is, and you're getting taken to dinner and getting liquor, or getting tickets to the New York Yankees baseball game, is that illegal? I mean, it's unseemly. It's obviously, it taints everything. And it makes me wonder, if an FBI agent was tipping off the media and involved in cases prosecuting people, would that come back to haunt somebody?
Well, I think it's going to come back to haunt the institution. I mean, the FBI itself is, frankly, of questionable constitutionality. And in its operations, often engages in unconstitutional behavior, and the institution itself is being questioned by, frankly, people more important than I. I'm not just this sort of outlying crank at this point in the discussion who keeps reminding everybody about the origins of the FBI and how maybe we shouldn't have one, at least in its current form. And so there probably were some violations of policies, maybe some federal statutes of which I'm unaware, having not had time to do the research. But you've got some potential anti-moonlighting issues out there, at least, in terms of FBI agents having other jobs that were not disclosed to their chain of command. If they're accepting compensation for essentially work, which is being a source for a reporter,
sure.
That's potentially literally a moonlighting situation, not to mention whatever confidentiality rules or laws they may have broken.
Well, here's what I know. I'm going to guess that specifically violates the handbook of the FBI as far as your job. I can tell you this. When I worked for NBC News, when I first got hired at NBC News, I had a three-ring binder that was about 2 inches thick, not quite as thick as the IG report, but not far from that, that we had to go through and sign. And one of the things that specifically dealt with was taking gifts and so forth. I couldn't take anything worth over like $20, anything. You know, if they bought me a coffee, that was one thing. But if they handed me tickets to the baseball game, I couldn't take that. And if I did and somebody found out, I would lose my job. That was as a reporter for NBC News. So I'm going to guess it went the other way. But I want to focus on one other thing here before we run today. And that is, remember back in 2015 during an interview with CBS News, Barack Obama said that he didn't know anything about Hillary Clinton's email. And in fact, he said, quote, "The same time everybody learned about it through news reports." That's how he said he learned about Hillary Clinton's private email server, except for now we know from the IG report that Barack Obama was one of a select few that emailed back and forth with Hillary Clinton on her private email server, and he flat out lied to everyone, including you and I.
Well, it sure looks like it, and it sure looks like he wasn't alone in stretching, obfuscating, and flat-out lying.
Yeah, I mean, he told them that he didn't find out about the email server and all that until news reports. Well, he went so far as to use a pseudonym. He used a fake name to email back and forth with Hillary Clinton on her private email. Why would he do that? Oh, and by the way, James Comey was doing the same thing, using a personal email while he was conducting FBI business and investigating Hillary Clinton. Maybe he didn't take the investigation seriously because he was doing the same thing. What do you think?
A very strong possible motive there. Yeah, absolutely. As soon as I saw that fact, that at the same time he was investigating her for something he was doing, there's that tendency to just kind of sweep it under the rug and the conspiracy of lowered expectations. It's usually a silent conspiracy of lowered expectations where if yes. I have a failing, I'm not going to point that same failing out in you. That's part of that same culture I was talking about. You know, one despairs at some point. The only thing that
everybody wants to be a rock star.
Discussion, and we're at least somewhat outraged about it.
Steve Doolin, let me tell you something. Here's some good news for you on a Friday. When I become a rock star, you know, and I've got that television show all over America, I'm taking you with me, pal. You're going to be on there, one of the regular guests. God bless you, Doolin, on a Friday.
Thanks, Gruber. Same to you.